The federal government is hoping to give away a lighthouse for free that was built more than a century ago. It's Friday, June 21st, and this is Wisconsin Today Morning News. Good morning, I'm Alex Crow. Coming up on the show today, fired UW La Crosse Chancellor Joe Gao told a committee that he did not use university computers to access pornographic material. And the Madison School District could face a significant budget shortfall next week unless voters approve a property tax hike. Stay with us.
Wisconsin Today makes staying current on Wisconsin news easy. You can enjoy these 10 minutes of statewide news with context thanks to community support. Join in now with your gift at wpr.org/givewitoday.
The federal government is offering a lighthouse in Superior to nonprofits or government agencies for free if they preserve it in perpetuity. The 56-foot-tall lighthouse watching over the westernmost reaches of Lake Superior was first lit in 1913, but now it's considered excess federal inventory. The Government Services Agency has published a notice of availability. That means nonprofits, educational groups, or government agencies are able to become the next stewards of the lighthouse at no cost. Douglas County Board Chair Mark Liebert says his grandpa would take him fishing for northern pike off the lighthouse when he was a young boy. But he says the county just doesn't have the means to become its caretaker.
The county would like to if they could. The problem is that at least the requirements that I've seen and the guarantees that the county would have to provide forever would be an impossible thing for the county to step up.
Interested parties have until August 5th to submit letters of intent with the GSA. Former University of Wisconsin La Crosse Chancellor Joe Gao denied claims that he used university computers to visit pornographic websites. As Hope Kerwin reports, university leadership are pushing to remove Gao from his tenured faculty position.
A faculty committee finished a two-day hearing on Thursday to consider whether the university has grounds to dismiss Gao from his teaching position. Gao was fired from the chancellor job in December following the discovery that he and his wife produced online porn videos. University leadership charged Gao with unethical behavior, insubordination, and misuse of computers. Speaking with reporters after the hearing, Gao said he was confident he refuted the claims.
You know, the notion that we deleted information from computers or used UWL computers to look at pornographic material is just a lie.
There's no set timeline for when the committee will make a recommendation to the chancellor. If the university pursues Gao's firing, the UW Board of Regents will make the final decision. Hope Kerwin, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Some Wisconsin businesses and immigrants' rights groups say new executive actions by the Biden administration on immigration will help address the state's labor shortage. But as Joe Schultz reports, they say larger reforms are still needed.
The White House this week announced policy changes that give immigrant spouses of U.S. citizens a path to citizenship and make it easier for some DACA recipients to get work visas. The Greater Madison Chamber of Commerce and a Milwaukee-based immigrants' rights group say those changes help address Wisconsin's labor shortage. Zach Brandon leads the Madison Chamber.
When you're thinking about how can you take immediate steps to mitigate the challenges that almost every business is having, which is access to talent, doing something that allows more people to move into more roles with more certainty is a step in the right direction.
But advocates say more needs to be done to make the country's immigration system more straightforward for families trying to build a better life. Joe Schultz, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Wisconsin's second-largest school district could face a shortfall of close to $40 million in its next budget. Jason Stein is an analyst with the nonpartisan Wisconsin Policy Forum. He says, like many Wisconsin districts, Madison's school system is contending with waning pandemic aid and state-imposed limits on revenue.
All school districts have been facing challenges from employee turnover, from rising inflation costs and that have put pressure on their labor costs.
Madison's projected budget gap would shrink if district voters approve a property tax increase to cover operating costs. That proposal could appear alongside another proposed levy, which would fund replacing or renovating some Madison schools. Madison's school board is poised to vote to place both tax questions on November's ballot. Coming up, We'll hear from fans of a long-standing Wisconsin tradition, the Big Top Parade in Baraboo. Stay with us.
Gardening in Wisconsin is a year-round job, and Garden Talk is here for you throughout every season. We help you battle relentless pests and pick your favorite mulch. We also cover how to care for houseplants and successful methods for starting seeds inside. We want to know what keeps your garden growing. Join me, Larry Mueller, for Garden Talk on the Ideas Network, Fridays at 11 and Saturday mornings at 6, or online anytime.
And finally, it's time for Wisconsin Life. Here's producer Maureen McCullum with a trip to a recent parade.
Circus fans from across the country came to Baraboo recently for the 65th Big Top Parade, better known as the Great Circus Parade. Spectators witnessed historic wagons, a calliope pulled by miniature horses, and clowns riding in a convertible. WPR's Robert DeAndrea caught up with some of the circus fans along the parade route.
Well, my name is Tony Baldus. I'm looking at a four pair of horses pulling a calliope wagon and uniformed drivers. It's a fabulous piece of American history here in Baraboo. It's a wonderful thing. This is the first time I've actually seen a proper parade, just because the last one I saw, I was such a kid. All I saw was the south end of a bunch of North Pound facing people. And it wasn't much of a parade for me. This is excellent now. I love it.
Hi, my name is Regina Walram, and I'm from Milwaukee, Oregon. And I came here to Baraboo for the Circus Fans Association. I feel like I left my world, and I'm just immersed in circus, which obviously, even just by what I'm wearing, my shirt with clowns all over it, I just love performing arts in general, but the circus, there's just something about it that gets me so excited, like the child in me comes out. So
they have the cutest stuff that's all
circus related.
Yeah, and they have like these little like statues that are elephants and yeah. Beautiful, it's just all just so random and cute.
I would imagine that it would be easy to be a clown here. I think you would just be automatically accepted.
So my name is Amy Crocker Corbin. I am here for the Circus Fans of America convention. I live in Texas now. I eventually actually ran away with the circus from 92 to 96. I worked with the elephants. So I worked with them. I was a clown. I got to hang out in Clown Alley, get my makeup done by them. And it was such an amazing experience as a kid.
My name is Reed Andrew. I'm here to watch my daughter primarily. She is playing trombone in the Baraboo High School Marching Band.
Andrew Halbach, and I'm here because I grew up in Baraboo. And in fact, I was in the first circus parade that ever happened in Milwaukee. And all the time in junior high and high school, I marched in the band that led that parade.
My name's Al Anderson. We are from a suburb west of Chicago. And my wife's family has some connection with the Ringling Circus from years back.
I'm Sandy Anderson. My grandfather was vice president of U.S. Tent and Awning, so he worked with the Ringlings from the 40s and 50s. And we came up to Baraboo every summer for the last 65 years because of the Ringling connection. And it's always been a second home to us. And the circus has always been special. We had a tent set up in our backyard as kids. And as a coincidence, my son-in-law's grandparents also were circus performers in Cuba. So our grandchildren have circus roots on both sides. So we just wanted to come and honor that today. Well, our favorite part is all the circus wagons. And we also kind of like the clowns and the performers, but the circus wagons really are special to us.
Circus feels like just such an agreeable way to put aside stuff that we're concerned about otherwise. You can just forget all that for a little while. Smile, laugh.
WPR's Robert DeAndrea brought us that story from the Big Top Parade in Baraboo. Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and PBS Wisconsin in partnership with Wisconsin Humanities. Additional support comes from Lowland Mary Peterson of Appleton. I'm Maureen McCollum.
And that'll do it for this Friday. Thank you so much for being here for Wisconsin Today Morning News. I'm your host, Alex Crow, and our producers today were John Davis and Kyla Calvert-Mason. We'll be back in your podcast feed again Monday morning, so until then, have a great rest of your day and an even better weekend. We'll talk to you again soon.